You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. She is a former journalist who wrote books on the side until she took the plunge to become a full-time writer in 2015. Now Brenda Stanley is an author with 8 books to her credit. Brenda was the news director and anchor of KPVI television for 14 years. That's over in eastern Idaho. She was also a crime and court reporter. And when her novel, The Color of Snow, did well, she decided to quit her job in journalism and focus on writing. Her latest book, The Treasure of Cedar Creek, is a mystery thriller that is set in the Idaho wilderness. And Brenda is joining me live in studio today to talk more about that. Thanks for coming on the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So talk to me about your decision to switch from, and I'm doing air quotes here, steady job as a journalist to becoming a full-time writer.
It was an easy and hard decision. It was one that I had dreamed about for literally decades. I'd always wanted to be a novelist. It was something that I had thought about, dreamed about since I was very young. Being a journalist was something I had also dreamed about, but it was something because I wanted to be a writer. And being a journalist gave me a paycheck, which is something I needed. We all need that.
Right.
Being a novelist is not something that you automatically get that paycheck. And so when The Color of Snow did well, I decided to take that leap and become a full-time novelist. And it was a wonderful decision and something I haven't regretted.
So your latest book, let's talk about it. It's called The Treasure of Cedar Creek. Now,
yes.
This is set in 1896.
Yes.
And it features 3 women who escape from basically a religious splinter group that's that's hidden in the wilderness of Idaho?
It is, yes. This is my first historical novel, and it took me 3 years of research to put this together. I had lived at one point down in St. George, Utah, and had been around the polygamous communities of Hilldale and Colorado City, and had always been intrigued with the polygamous lifestyles. And so it was something I had always wanted to write about and do more research about. And so that kind of came up. I also love to ride horses. My husband and I do a lot of backcountry riding, and so I'd always kind of thought about writing about being in the wilderness and doing those types of stories. And so it just kind of came together. I also, all my novels have kind of twists and turns, and it just all kind of came together. And so this has been a really fun and exciting book to write.
So I think it's interesting you say, you know, with the research part, it took 3 years because this is a historical novel as well. And I don't think people necessarily sometimes appreciate what goes into writing a book, because you might have a good idea,
right?
But you have to have more than a good idea to write a novel.
It does take a lot of work. And sometimes, you know, I've written 4 novels that have been published now. My first book, you know, took probably a year to write. One novel, The Color of Snow, only took 4 months to write. I don't know why. I mean, it just came to me a lot quicker. This one, like I said, the research took a long time. The actual writing of it probably took about 8 months. So it just depends. Sometimes I write the ending first and then backtrack. Other people have different ways of writing. I've had a number of people say, how do you come up with your ideas and how do you actually get it down? Do you do each chapter? Do you outline it? I don't have a particular way of doing it. It just kind of happens. But yeah, this one, it's got a lot of complex storylines. There are different people telling it in different ways. So yeah, it did. It took a lot of time and effort, but I'm real proud of how it turned out.
I'm speaking with Idaho author Brenda Stanley about all of her books that she's written, her new one just out, The Treasure of Cedar Creek. One of the things that people may not know about you here, we're talking about this novel, and The Color of Snow is also a novel. You've written cookbooks, though, too.
Yes, I have.
So how in the world do you go from, you know, 4 cookbooks to you know, fiction?
Well, I love to cook. I absolutely love to cook. I have 5 children. I had 2 sets of twins. And so my life as a mother and a working mother was very chaotic. And I had to come up with quick and easy and delicious meals for this family. And it was something I really enjoyed. And so when I was doing that, I had written all these recipes down and realized later that people don't know how to cook anymore. And I was really surprised at how many people really don't know how to cook. And so I started sharing my recipes with people. I have a cooking column in a newspaper, and people really responded to that well. So I started putting these recipes together. One of my cookbooks, the Zucchini Houdini, did incredibly well because people always have a ton of zucchini, especially in
this time of year.
Yes. And I've just found so much joy in the fact that people really responded to these easy, simple recipes. And so, yeah, I've just really enjoyed it.
So what's been more fun, writing the cookbooks or writing the novels?
I've got to be honest with you. The writing, it just is something I absolutely love. I will be honest. When someone tells me that they have read my novel, there is honestly no greater joy. I absolutely love to hear someone say, Brenda, I've read your novel and I really enjoyed it. That in itself is, yeah, I've got to admit that's it right there.
You know, there are a lot of journalists who become writers, mm-hmm. and it does kind of seem like a natural progression sometimes. Mm-hmm. How did being a journalist for so many years affect how you write a book?
It was the greatest training for me. It helped so much because, especially as a crime and court reporter, because you interview so many different and diverse characters, and being able to meet all those different types of people, different ages and experiences and things that they went through, to be able to take that and use that with the characters that I developed in all these different stories, I mean, there is no greater experience. And so that was a huge help. You know, my stories are mystery thrillers and have a lot of, you know, these deep, dark family secrets and lots of twists and turns. And so being a journalist and having that, you know, these real life, you know.
Especially as a crime reporter.
Exactly. It couldn't have been a better experience. So, yeah, it's all culminated in some really fun things. And so I really enjoy it. And truth is stranger than fiction.
Right.
Usually, yeah. So sometimes, yeah, the stories that I covered, some of that I've been able to tweak and use in my stories.
I was going to ask you that. So mm-hmm. have you, I mean, you know, you can't use names
yes.
and all of that,
yeah.
but are there certain, you know, maybe not characters, but mm-hmm. scenarios, things like that?
Well, actually, you know, The Color of Snow, the storyline from that came directly from a story that I covered as a reporter. The Stephanie Crane missing child case was one that I covered when I was a reporter, and it stuck with me. It still does. It still haunts me to this day, the fact that this young girl...
Tell people about that if they're not familiar.
Yes.
If you've been in Eastern Idaho, you know this story. You may not if you are in this part of the state.
A 9-year-old little girl that in 1993 literally vanished from Challis, Idaho.
She was delivering newspapers, wasn't it?
No, that was Geralee Underwood.
That was okay.
And that one happened right before Stephanie Crane. And so the whole area was just absolutely in this, you know, state of shock after Geralee Underwood was kidnapped and murdered. And then Stephanie Crane she vanished. We don't know what happened to her.
Yeah,
we still don't.
You still don't know.
Still don't know. She just vanished. And there was so little evidence and so little clues as to what happened. And still, you know, just nobody knows. And I still think about that. Where could she have possibly gone? What could have happened to her? And as I was thinking about that one day, I thought, you know, what if all of a sudden she came back?
Oh.
And what stories could she tell? Where had she been? What had happened to her? And that is loosely the storyline of The Color of Snow. Of, you know, a young girl that had been kidnapped as a baby and then was found later. And the stories, the different stories that come about through that and what had happened to her. So it's not the Stephanie Crane story, but it's loosely based on that. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, those experiences of being a reporter and that have really helped me in my novel writing.
And that makes sense because mm-hmm. you get very embedded in these stories, especially when you are covering news in a smaller area
mm-hmm.
versus, let's say, like New York City or something
right,
like that,
right.
because this affects towns. Like you talk about the Stephanie Crane and it
right.
happening in Challis.
Right.
It's been 25 years.
Right.
It still affects that area.
I agree. And actually, Challis is one of the settings in the Treasure of Cedar Creek. You know, Challis is a plays a big part in this novel. Preston, Idaho, and Montpelier, Idaho, play a big part. I love these small Idaho towns. You know, I live in Blackfoot. Mm-hmm. I love the stories here. And when I travel, you know, I'm originally from San Diego. When I go to these bigger towns, they're so intrigued by the small Idaho mm-hmm. towns. And so that's one of the reasons I really like writing about it, because they're intriguing. The characters, the beautiful scenery, all these. I love writing about Idaho, and so this has been really fun for me.
Okay, final question. Mm-hmm. I want to know your favorite recipe.
Ooh, golly, that's a hard one. I've got so many different ones. Oh, my gosh.
I've stumped you with this.
You have. Oh, my gosh.
Best recipe for, like, a working family.
A working family. I've got a wonderful curry that is so simple, and it's on my website, tellsofthedinnerbell.com, that is super simple, and it's one pan, super simple, and your family will love it. And, yeah, you could make it tonight, and I guarantee they'd love it.
You had me at the one pan.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the key. Yeah. One pan?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in today, Brenda.
Gosh, my pleasure.
My guest today, Idaho author Brenda Stanley. Her latest book is called The Treasure of Cedar Creek. Can people find it in bookstores, Brenda?
It's on Amazon. It's in bookstores, yes. I would love to hear from him as well.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Up next, what is it like to be a surrogate? Will we take a closer look? That's coming up next. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.